Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Amon from don'tperish.com. And
hello, sisters. How are you?
Brother Two Post here.
I'm always here.
Yeah, he is. Praise God for that. I'm thankful for every day we get together.
Amen.
Yeah, we were supposed to go to an event today, but there was some wicked storms last night and into the morning and halfway through the day and stuff.
Oh, did we have some rain this morning?
Oh, we did, yeah.
We had a flood this morning.
Right.
Outside, and not in the gospel van.
Right, exactly. So the event wasn't going to go all day long anyway, so it was one of those work online days today.
Yeah,
so that was awesome. Yeah. So I read 2 Corinthians 4 and Psalm 121 for the audio Bible readings for women, and I was going to pick a couple. I don't know, as I was reading them, I thought they kind of went together, and it kind of brought up some other thoughts, which is what the sister sharing thing is. I was going to read 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 9. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and yet not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. And then this part from Psalm 121, I love this. Verses 7 and 8. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, and from this time forth and forevermore. And
I like that.
Yeah, it just made me think about not getting swept away in the troubles and how he's going to preserve our soul if we endure in the saving faith. And I was just thinking, it kind of popped in my head as I was reading these and thinking about it. As we travel, we always look at our surroundings and the different cultures that we have to live in, and we go into some different ones, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. And so I guess by saying that, what I mean is, you know, serving Christ and looking the way we do, we stand out.
Right.
Speaking the way we do, we stand out.
Yep.
Just in general, anywhere we go. And then there are certain cultures and areas in the country that we go that we really stand out.
Yeah, especially down south or in the bigger cities.
Right, right.
We're not the dominant type of person in those cities, let's just say that.
Right.
We're the minority.
Right. And so always using wisdom, you know, we just kind of look at our surroundings and just kind of assess things just so we can use wisdom like the Lord says. And sometimes I'll go online and just kind of get a general idea of what the area is like.
Yeah, because those areas we're talking about are usually higher crime areas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we sleep in parking lots.
Yep.
You know, so we want to be wise.
We see police presence. We see security cameras all over. We get an idea of what's going on. Gang graffiti sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. We know how to spot a lot of it. And so I'll go online. I know Brother Two Post does, but I was just going to share a little bit. I just happened to go online because we happened to see some of that stuff recently. Well, I'd say the past several weeks since we've been in the state. And I just read about an event that we were supposed to go to, and it got rained out, so we moved on down the road. And that evening, the rain quit, and there was a shooting there.
Yeah.
And then just as we left the spot that we went there, there was a shooting there.
Yeah.
And so I was just thinking about it. You know, there's a lot of gangs in this state, too.
Yeah, the one event we were at, we were witnessing to them. We got it on video.
Yeah.
All guys all dressed in black, they came walking out, and we witnessed to them, handing them out gospel cards. A lot of them took gospel cards.
Yeah, right.
They were gang members.
Yeah, and I was going to say, in that town, I just looked it up, because when I started seeing some of this stuff, apparently there's like 12 gangs in that town, and they have a lot of issues on certain sides of it. And we stayed there for quite some time, several days, you know, but anyway, yeah, that was pretty awesome to be able to hand out the gospel cards. And it seems like in this state, there's like a lot of gangs, a lot of violence, a lot of maybe lower income, which might cause it. And the state, the government itself has actually made like laws against gang activity and stuff. What were you saying about?
Yeah, there's so much crime in this state that we're in and areas we're in. Remember COVID with everybody's wearing a mask? There's actually governments that have passed a law that says you have to take your mask off before you walk in the store because so many people are getting robbed with masks.
Right. Yeah, and you know what's kind of interesting is, I'll just use an example today. I was just thinking about this. You see these big, what do you call those things with the blue light on them?
Like security cyber cops.
Yeah.
Got a camera and a flashing light, and they can watch the parking lot overnight.
Yeah, people can actually, they can zero in
and they have a speaker
video on
them.
It. Yep. And they can warn people.
We see you. Police are coming.
Yeah, right. And so I saw that in the store. And the area seemed like it was pretty nice. And then there was a security guard. And he was, like, walking out in front of people as they were going out of the store.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, it kind of makes me think, you know, usually during the day, things don't usually go on, but we see things at night when it gets darker. We notice
evil comes out at night in the dark.
Yeah, we know the Bible talks about that. Yeah,
we stayed in that one town and it was very well. It was fine during the day, and then I walked over to go get ice after dark at a gas station about a half a mile away. And let's just say the type of people hanging out were far different, and the whole element looked different. And I stood out even more, but it was awesome. I got to witness to a carload of young guys right there, and I'm looking around going, I hope they don't jump me and mug me. I mean, that was my fleshly thought, but I'm like, whatever. I don't care. I'm gonna witness the gospel. And I did, and it went well. So, yeah, when dark comes, like Sister Robin said, we sleep in parking lots, so we're aware of this. When dark comes, dubious elements come out sometimes.
Right. The cars start lurking. People are walking.
Well, Jesus said in John 3:19-21, people hide in the dark because the light reproves them. They love their sin. That can be physical light, spiritual light, truth, lies, law, crime.
You and I used to do a lot of sin in the dark.
We used to do a lot of that.
We'd wait until
I used to get crazy after dark.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and you just said something. You said something where I was going to. The whole culmination of this isn't like, oh, woe is us out here or whatever. It's like the Lord is watching over us. He sees everything. He knows it. I take great comfort in it. I sleep really good out here. I know Brother Tupos does. We rest and trust in the Lord. But you're going to that place where you got to witness to the people. We don't care.
Right.
We don't care where we are, what we're doing, if it's for the Lord, because if that's what we're called to do, that's what we're out here to do.
Yeah, and I think a better way to put it, it's funny, I went inside. Sister Amon got me a coupon for coffee, and I went inside to go get some ice. And she texted me, and she said, if it rains all day, I don't care. I'm going to be working. I don't care. And right when I was thinking about doing an audio teaching, I'm not sure if it's going to be an audio or written, probably an audio, I'm going to do a teaching called I Don't Care. I was thinking that half an hour early, and Sister Amon sends me a text. We didn't communicate, and she said, I don't care. I just don't care. And I was like,
I just
like,
want to do the work of the Lord.
That must be the theme. So, the idea is it's not that we don't care about people. It's not that we don't care about our safety. It's not that we don't care about maybe we'll live on tomorrow. The idea is when you're living for the Lord, you don't have cares of this world. And the cares for the kingdom and the cares for preaching and the cares for living every day as if it's your last right today overtake all those concerns of what's going to happen tonight or tomorrow.
Right, it's kind of like when Jesus said that you need to hate your mother or father in comparison to him.
Right.
You know, it's like we don't really care about all this other stuff in this life compared to serving the king and doing his works.
Yeah.
Obviously, we do take care, but
He said, by one bit of worry, can you raise any measure of your stature?
Yeah, right, that's a good one. Yeah.
So we don't care about that. We don't care about worry. We don't care about things of the world. We don't care about our enemies. We don't care about people that lie. We don't care about politics that are going on. We care about the kingdom of God, the truth of Christ. We love our neighbor, and we want to preach it and live it.
Right. And this life for us here, it really makes you trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, and so even you sisters where you're at, you know, we're not safe until we're with the Lord. In the next place.
Amen.
And so we really shouldn't care what's going to happen to us in between now and then, because whatever the Lord allows to happen, and I think about this while we're out here, if the Lord takes Brother Tupos home before me or something bad happens or whatever, the Lord's watching it.
It's
he
all in
sees
his hands.
It all. Yeah, so I'm going to be good with whatever it is, because there's going to be a lot for me to know and learn, or vice versa if it's him. And so those are good things for us to think about.
Yeah. Amen. And that's why, one of the reasons why we sold our homestead and just moved out on our own, out on the road to preach the gospel, is because we don't want to care for the things of this world like peace and safety. I know everybody can't do what we did, but we didn't want to care for those things. We wanted to go and care most about the kingdom and God's truth and our neighbor. And I think that's what we try to do every day.
Right.
So in order to do that, you got to get let go of the cares. I mean, we're sitting here talking in our van, and I mean, gang people can walk right by our van. We're sitting here talking. We got our door wide open, and gangbangers can walk right by the door. Now, it's light right now, but in 3 hours, it's going to be dark, and we'll be sitting here.
We've had that happen before.
We've had guys come walking right up to the door.
In the dark, you know, when it's really hot out, we'll stay up, like, extra late till it cools off, you know, before we'll go to bed, and we've had
people walking around the empty parking lots.
We've had some really interesting
We've seen drug deals go on right in the parking lot, police all around. We've heard gunshots.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just about not caring about your own peace and safety and just trusting in the Lord.
Right, and maybe just one little glimmer of example. Yeah. Somebody might give them strength or something, you know?
Yeah, and if I could say this, if you're in a situation where you can't leave and you can't do what we do, so then maybe you're not care is, I don't care what my parents who aren't following Christ think about me.
Or
I don't
neighbors.
Care what my enemies say. I don't care that they're smearing my reputation. Yeah. I don't care that the government around here is going crazy. You'll find things to not care about and focus on the Lord.
And that's where I was going on that, but you covered that good. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. That's why we're doing this together, because you say it in a different way too, though. So, we don't
Find those
care
things
about
that
those
you
things.
Don't need to care about right where you are if you can't leave, and don't care about those things and care for the kingdom of God and do your job and do the work for Him right where you are.
Right. And that would be encouraging others also. You know, we're greatly encouraged when we see people and receive encouragement from others, see
Amen.
Online ministries of godly holy saints. And
example, I've just today I've gotten emails from two men that I know, I'm going to call them brothers. They're striving, and they're doing a lot of difficult things. They're getting ready to do a lot of difficult things.
They're
just two emails I got.
So praise God to be able to encourage.
Family struggles, all kinds of things they're struggling with.
Yeah, and so I don't know if you had anything else. I just had a couple scriptures.
No, that's it. I don't care. Keep going.
So I guess in some of this I was thinking about Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. I love that. And here, Proverbs 31:25, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. And I think that's the one. I think I just did that one. Yeah, did I get that one done, or am I going to do that? I can't remember what verse I'm on. But anyway, rejoice means to, like, laugh, mock, or play. So Proverbs 31 woman, she's just, like, laughing and mocking at whatever's coming, because she's prepared in her life, in her house, doing everything she's supposed to. And we know at the end of Proverbs 31, she's a woman that fears the Lord, which means she trusts in Him, and she puts her life in Him. So, yeah. That's what we want to be.
Something just hit me when we're talking about don't care, and that's kind of an abrupt term. I don't care. To put it in a nicer way that might be more meaningful to people is we want to live carefree.
Without the cares of this world,
So I don't care sounds like, you don't care about people, you don't care about this. But I'm going to phrase it that way, but it really comes down to I want to live carefree for the Lord.
Free of the cares of this world.
And fears.
And worries about the future. And all the other stuff in between, and all the trappings that Satan can put in front of you, and
the lust
of the desire, and the flesh, and the eyes.
And people that harm you and dump on you or say things about you.
Yeah.
Carefree from all of that.
Yeah, just let it roll off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like they say, don't sweat the small stuff,
Amen.
Even if it is big.
Focus on the kingdom.
Amen. Keep your eyes set on Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so hopefully we might do some things in a big way. Hopefully things that we teach, things that we example, things that we try to tell people, they can then look and apply them to their life right where they are. Not everybody has to do what we do, but they can apply the same godly principles to their life, see it in the scripture and go, hey, I can do that too.
Right. And that's what these are for, just simple sharing audios that maybe will
And today, because we couldn't go out and preach, we were passing out gospel cards. I got to witness to a homeless guy. A young guy saw me witnessing to a homeless guy, got to witness to him. Sister Amman was out passing out gospel cards.
Oh, hey, there was a violin guy out there. He had a sign out there for begging for money and stuff. And, you know, as we travel, we see these violin people all over. Some of them, most of them are faking.
Yes. They're faking playing the violin.
Yeah. And I used to play it. And I know very well what that's like. And I was watching this man as I was walking up. And I gave him a gospel card. And I said, hey, I used to play a violin years ago. And I said, I repented of that life. I gave it all away. And now I live a life serving the Lord as a born-again saint. I said, this is good news for you. And he thanked me.
Yeah,
and he took
the
card.
Gave a gospel card.
Yeah.
And we see them all over the country. And what did we drive by the other day, stand in the middle of the road, that I witnessed to?
Oh, that guy with that red hat on.
Shriner.
What was he? Oh, yeah, a Shriner.
The Shriner guy. And he had a bucket collecting money, and I dropped the gospel card, and he knew what it was. He's like, thank you. I said, check out the gospel.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of ways, and I'm always putting gospel cards in books and things like that. And so there's many different ways to shine your light and share it. So.
Yeah, and the more you give the gospel away and the more you try to reach out to people, the less you care for the things of this world, because you're looking for eternity.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that raises up. That's the biggest care we should have. Oh, we got another neighbor?
We got another neighbor just pulled in.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Last night they were kind of slowly trickling in right as the rain was coming and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, praise God. And I think
Good
that's
topic,
about all
Sister
I had.
Robin.
Yeah. Just sharing some thoughts, and they can go anywhere and all over.
Live that carefree life.
Yeah. Free the cares of the world. Yeah. Praise God. He is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
And for our life, a living sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're called to do.
All right. We love you, sisters. And Lord willing, we'll be back again tomorrow with Edification Online.
Amen.
If the Lord lets us have those days.
Go out and have a glorious day, a glorious evening, wherever you are.
Amen. We love you. Hold fast.
God be praised.